A member of the Ghana Airports Company Board, which took the decision to sack the managing director, David Annan, has broken ranks with colleague board members, describing their decision as unfortunate. Mr. Annan said the term of the current board has expired and wonders how a board in acting capacity can sack a substantive managing director. Mr. Annan noted that the company belongs to government and expects the president to be informed about the decision.
For all the reasons that some members of the board gave, I disagreed with the decision to proceed upon the resolution to remove her from the position of managing director. That was based on both legal grounds and personal grounds.
But what reasons were given for her dismissal?
Well, they gave a plethora. A multitude of reasons which argued against her. For example, they said she was disrespectful, and they said she did not comply with the board directives. And they also gave some specific instances which I would not want to mention, because I think those, to my mind, were not substantial enough. But the majority carries the day. When the votes were taken, I disagreed. Were five members who agreed, who approved of the, or who consented to the resolution, and there were two abstentions. I had said that we are a company, private company, all right, but we are wholly owned by government. In other words, the shareholder is the state. And I felt that in that case, the presidency should have at least been aware of any such decision and should have had an input, should have decided whether we proceed or not, because they are the sole, that is, the presidency is the sole shareholder on behalf of the people of Ghana.
But board chairman Kuntu Blankson has defended the decision by the board to sack Mrs. Doreen Owusu-Fianco, saying the board acted on behalf of the president.
It was a board decision, majority of the board, that decided that Madam
But were there no reasons assigned for that?
Well, it's something that happened in the boardroom, and the boardroom issues are not discussed outside.
And is the president aware of this?
Well, he's the overall boss of that company, and we acted on his behalf. And any decision we took, we are making prepared to him. So we are waiting for the president's response.
And has the board also formally written to Madam Fianco?
Yes, Madam. She has received the letter, and she has even written a letter to me. As I speak, the letter is before me now.
Understand your term has expired, and you are in a caretaker capacity. So how can you sack the MD when you are only a caretaker board?
I have not given any letter that indicates that I'm a caretaker. And then that, will they ask us to go and sign performance medical contract? We recently signed, I mean, very 3 months ago, we signed a performance contract with her. Can the caretaker go and sign that document if we are going legally?
Board Chairman of the Ghana Airports Company, Limited, Kuntu Blankson.